This is Sales Ops Demystified, the number one most downloaded podcast in sales operations. We invite the brightest minds in sales operations onto the show to deconstruct the why, what, and how behind rep productivity, forecasting, metrics, and all things revenue. This podcast is brought to you by Ebster, the leading customer engagement platform for Salesforce. Hello and welcome to another very special episode of the Sales Ops Demystified podcast. Today we're joined by Megan Gill, who has extensive experience in sales operations. She's currently the VP of sales operations at MongoDB and has been at the business for just over 10 years. So I'm excited to get a deep dive into the sales process and operation there. Megan, welcome to the show along with your beautiful assistant.
Thank you for having me, and I just want to introduce my assistant. This is my 6-month-old son, Holden, and in quarantine world, he ends up being on a lot of these kinds of calls.
And this is incredible. The first time we've had a sales ops ninja below the age of 25 on the show. Welcome, Holden, as well. Megan, could you please just give us a little bit more of a background to you, how you initially got into sales operations?
Sure. So my story is maybe a little unusual, although I haven't talked to many sales ops leaders. I don't think anybody sets out to run sales operations. So I also kind of had a winding path to running this particular function. I joined MongoDB over 10 years ago when the company was very small, less than 10 employees. So I was the 8th employee. And so I've been on the journey since then. Now MongoDB is over 2,000 employees, publicly traded company. So I've been there through the full journey. And most of my time had been in the marketing department. The first 7 years, I was within the marketing organization, and I got to build up several different teams, including developer relations, demand generation, field marketing. And so about 3 years ago, when this opportunity to run sales operations presented itself, the CEO and the CRO approached me and said, would you be interested in this? This would be a great way for you to round out your skill set, you know, marketing really well, learn more about the sales team. And for the company, it was great because they got an experienced leader. And I did have the background from demand generation, so I understood a lot of the metrics and analytics required to run an efficient team. So that's a little bit about my story.
Got it. And just to give us a little bit more context now on the sales operations of MongoDB, how many people do you have roughly in your sales ops team, and how many reps are you supporting?
So in the field, we'll probably end the year with about 300 enterprise sellers, so reps out in the field, and probably, I want to say 70 or 80 inside salespeople. The sales operations team is broken up into a few different functions. We have an analytics team with about 3 or 4 people. We have some hiring to do in that team. By the way, we're hiring if anybody's listening to this and wants a job. We have a territory management team, which is 5 or 6 people. We have a Salesforce admin team, which is 3 going on 4, another open headcount that we have. And then we have a support team based in our India office, which is another 10 people. So that's the overall team. So overall, it's about 25 folks supporting the sales team.
Got it. And we'll put links to those job descriptions, if we have them, below this video or audio, if anybody is interested in those roles. Okay, awesome. Now, so the sales operations job, you joined that about 3 years ago. And were you the person who formed that role, as in there wasn't a leader in the sales operations team before you took that role?
There was a sales operations function, and there had been, actually my predecessor, if you want to talk about interesting career trajectories, has gone on to become CEO of a startup. So he went from being in finance to running sales ops to CEO. So I think that's a pretty cool career story. He's a CEO of a company called SiteTracker. What was the question? Was the team there? So yes, the team was there, but it was very sort of small and lean. There was one analyst and I want to say 2 or 3 people working on Salesforce. So over the past 3 years, as the sales organization has scaled, you know, it's required more data, more analytics, more sophistication, more tooling in order for us to, you know, maintain and grow the productivity per rep. I think in the early days of MongoDB, you know, the investment, you know, you can kind of get away with having less investment in sales operations. But now that the team has grown so much, for example, I'll use territory management as an example. You know, we have 6 or 7 teams just in New York City alone. So the sophistication required to assign accounts and build territories for that team is quite different than 3 years ago when there might have been 5 or 6 reps total.
Got it. Now you mentioned in that response a metric, productivity per rep. Can you share something that you've done since taking on the role that has significantly boosted that metric?
Well, I think the investment in territory management has probably been the area that has had the most direct impact on sales productivity. So just maybe stepping back and talking a little bit about MongoDB's sales motion. So MongoDB is database software. And so you can, and it's, the database is available open source. So anybody can download it for free, get started, try it out. So you can kind of think of it like a freemium model. And we also have a cloud product, which also does have like a freemium model. So we have a lot of people, developers, tinkering with MongoDB. And the database market is also huge. It's a $70 billion market and growing. So we're kind of fortunate that our problem isn't necessarily who to call. It's who to call first. And that's where the investment in territory management has come in. And we look at a variety of factors. There's I mentioned that, for example, a lot of times we have open source developers kind of tinkering with the database. So we call that internally at MongoDB smoke, as in when there's smoke, there's fire. And so we try to point the reps at the smoke, which is sometimes counterintuitive. Like an account that is got a lot of smoke at MongoDB, that's maybe a mid-market account, is actually a much better target from us than your traditional name brand enterprise accounts. So I would say we're only really on the start of that journey in terms of optimizing territories, but investing in territory management and making that shift towards the high propensity accounts has been one of the areas where we've been able to really boost sales productivity.
Got it. And I really like, as a marketer, I really like the model of the open source and freemium model, because it's almost like everybody that you're sales team are going to be calling, it has some warmth to you, right? Because they're probably in love with the software, etc. So that I really like the smoke concept, and it totally makes sense how a smoky account could be better than this big brand name that may not be that engaged with the software. Awesome. Now, you mentioned at the start COVID-19. What, if any, impact is that having on the sales team, on the sales reps, and your management of them?
It's having a few different impacts. So one impact is obviously we're trying to figure out how to train and enable reps remotely and to onboard reps remotely. So we're continuing to hire. So again, can add another link. We're hiring sales reps all around the world. And we've had to adapt our training programs for an online world. And it's not as simple as just taking our week-long boot camp and putting it online. Our sales enablement team has really adapted it to be an experience that's more optimized for online learning. So we use a tool called MindTickle for many of the pre-boot camp modules, and then we have a series of sessions with the team. And then we also use a tool called HighSpot to curate content for the reps. And then I would say the other adaptation that we've done around enablement is using a tool called Chorus.ai, which helps us record and transcribe calls so that we can coach and develop the reps, which we were already using on with our corporate team, side sales team. But we've extended that to the enterprise team since they're now meeting more virtually. And then the last big adaptation that I made was around territory management. So we went and looked at a combination of our own data and industry data to decide which sectors would it not make sense for us to be pipeline generating into, and we should shift reps from those sectors and focus them more on sectors that are benefiting basically from the lockdown. So as an example, we took reps off of accounts in the airline industry and hotels and hospitality, and we pivoted them to gaming and online media and e-learning and different companies like that. And in fact, one of the projects we've been working on is what we're calling like the vertical power play. So we've done like a project across the sales development org, the marketing org, and the sales org to say, hey, here's a list of accounts that we think are red hot right now because of COVID-19. And let's do a coordinated sales and marketing campaign against that list of accounts.
Well, that makes total sense. Are you seeing now, are things are getting back to more normal, shifting resources back into those traditional industries, or is that not something you guys have looked at yet?
Not yet. I mean, I think it's going to be a while before travel and leisure and transportation completely rebound. So we're continuing to keep the reps focused on the new patches that we've created. That said, like, territory management is not a one and done thing, at least not at MongoDB. And that's another sort of evolution in our thinking, is we have to constantly be refreshing the territories. So we went through that, you know, a major overhaul at the start of COVID-19, and we'll just continue to iterate on that as we continue to hire and grow.
For sure. Sales forecasting, could you, regardless of COVID-19, could you outline the rough process you guys go through to forecast over the next quarter or year?
Sure. So I would say there's like a few different ways that we're triangulating on a forecast in any given quarter. There's your traditional judgment-based forecast, right? So we have each of the individual contributors, the first line managers, second line managers, give a forecast in QBRs at the beginning of the quarter. And we use a tool called Aviso to track those forecasts. Aviso also provides us with a machine learning AI-based forecast, which is a good another data point that we use. We also look at our productive capacity. So historically, you know, if we have 100 reps, we know historically how much those 100 reps will produce based on their tenure. So that's another data point that we look at. And then lastly, we have some historical data around our qualified pipeline and the amount of deals that we typically find in quarter. So if we know our typical conversion rate on qualified pipe, what our typical conversion rate on qualified pipe is, and how much qualified pipe we have at the beginning of the quarter, and we know how much we typically find in quarter, that's another point. So we kind of triangulate at the CRO level and at the, you know, even at the board level across those different metrics to come up with the forecast.
Got it. And then on metrics, if you could only measure one single sales metric for the rest of your career, which would you choose?
Well, I hadn't prepared for one metric. I would say I'm going to have to go with two. I mean, I think that it's key to look at leading and lagging indicators. So my leading indicator would always be qualified pipeline, with the caveat that, you know, you have to have pretty good definitions around pipeline to make it an effective metric to look at. So in our case, you know, we consider a deal qualified once it reaches a scope stage and we have a certain set of gates that the rep needs to hit in order to get the opportunity into qualified pipe. And that has been a really important shift in thinking, because with a long sales cycle, like you might have with an enterprise software product, like a database, you know, you can't wait until the rep is closing deals to know if there's a problem or not. You want to be able to diagnose and coach based on the leading indicators. And then I would say the other most important indicator, which is more of a lagging indicator, is productivity per rep, which basically says how efficient is your sales force on a per rep basis. So if I add 10 more reps, I can expect to get X more dollars from that investment in reps. So those would be the two metrics that I think are the most important for tracking the sales team.
Thank you very much. And then final question is, who has inspired or influenced you the most in sales operations?
So I did think about this question, and I have to go with John McMahon. I don't know if you know John McMahon, but he's on our board, and he's on the, you know, he was the head of sales at several different companies before going and being an advisor and board member to sales teams. And I think the thing that I really appreciate about John is that he really can simplify things. And I think it's really easy particularly in sales operations, where you're really in the data and in the numbers and the details, it's really easy to not zoom out or forget to zoom out and think about things as a bigger picture. So for example, he's always somebody that I bounce ideas around metrics, comp plans off of, and he's been pretty amazing. So that would be my sales ops hero.
Shout out to John. Amazing. Okay, so here's what I picked out. I really love the concept of smoky accounts, and it might not be super relevant to people that do not have this massive community of developers, but I quite like the analogy. I think your dynamism with COVID-19 must have had, or it like sounded very effective than relatively fast shifting resources, not necessarily firing people or getting rid of people, but shifting resources to growing industries. I haven't heard that before. And then it was almost like a meta metric that you mentioned, the importance of having good definitions of pipeline, because there's no point measuring it if everybody doesn't know clearly what qualified pipeline actually means. So Megan and MongoDB are hiring. There'll be links below this video and audio. And also, of course, thanks to the real star of the show, Holden. Thank you guys for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Sales Ops Demystified podcast. If you are listening on a podcast listening application, then please subscribe, rate, and review. And if you have any questions about the show, if you know a guest, or if you have any questions about sales operations, just hit me up at tomhunt@ebster.com. That's tomhunt@ebster.com.